Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, welcome back to our show, hour number two. Over in France, they've approved the largest austerity package in years. And basically saying that the French people have to pay more in taxes and receive less back in services in order to preserve the legitimacy of the French government and the European Union. Seems to be a common message we're getting from all the governments of all these nations with private central banks. You must make do with less so we can have more. You must make do with less so we can have more. You must make do with less so we can have more. Aren't you sick and tired of hearing that all the time? Now, here in the United States of America, following a massive data breach, the chairman and CEO of Target, Greg Steinhoffel, has basically resigned from those positions after 35 years with Target. This sent Target's shares down. And I have to wonder why. I mean, the Target breach is really the fault of the cyber criminals who broke into Target's computers. And in theory, the NSA has to know who they are because they're monitoring all internet traffic. Have you ever noticed that the NSA, which supposedly is monitoring all this traffic, they can't seem to find the cyber criminals? Maybe the cyber criminals are the NSA. Maybe it's the NSA that is breaking into all these databases to get your credit card information. So when the government really goes broke, they'll just take the entire $220 trillion debt of the U.S. government and just spread it out on the credit cards of 330 million Americans and say, you're a problem to deal with now. But it doesn't make sense that the NSA has all this technical capability and can't find the cyber criminals. And I'm sure the NSA is going to say, well, we're too busy hunting for terrorists. Well, you haven't caught any. Why didn't you do something useful? Why didn't you start catching these computer criminals? I mean, right now, your public image is not a very good one. You start finding those cyber criminals and putting them up there and throwing them in jail or crucifying them live on national TV, and I'll bet your approval ratings are going to go up. Something very funny about the fact that the NSA can't or won't go after these cyber criminals here. Article that came out of taxprof.tightpad.com. Many United States companies have moved their manufacturing operations overseas to skirt U.S. taxes, but their CEOs and corporate leadership continue to live here in the United States of America. Best of both worlds. They're living in the United States. They're in these, you know, huge mansions. But they're moving their operations, including the jobs, to other countries to get away from the very high U.S. taxes. Remember, starting in the Bush administration, tax codes were rewritten to incentivize large corporations to move the higher-paying jobs overseas. And according to the Hackett Group, that accelerated underneath Obama. And obviously, when you look at the real job numbers, most of the jobs lost following the 2008 collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud were highly skilled, well-paying jobs, and most of the jobs that have been created since then are minimum wage, part-time job, junk work that are created or legislated into existence just to try and keep the numbers under control. But when you go back and you look at a 59% jobless rate, when you're looking at that, that is far worse than it was during the Depression of the 1930s. We've already gone way, way past that disaster. So we need a new name for the 1930s, the not-so-great depression, the second not-so-great depression. Or we need to rebrand our current one and call it the Grand Depression, which has kind of a positive connotation to it. We're living through the Grand Depression. Aren't we grand? Yes, we're all being granded out of our homes and our jobs. Now, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on over at the Bundy Ranch in Nevada. And the issue has spread well beyond the borders of the Bundy Ranch, well beyond Bunkerville. And we are seeing more and more articles from the media out in the western half of the United States of America basically saying that this standoff at the Bundy Ranch has crystallized the issue of federal land ownership. Because the West is filled with all these ranchers whose lands have been taken away from them by the U.S. federal government on all these flimsy excuses. And the reason the federal government is doing that is, yes, part of that land is turned over for development to private political cronies, but a lot of that land is being pledged as collateral for out-of-control government borrowing. When Richard Nixon ended gold convertibility of the U.S. dollar, foreign creditors of the United States all of a sudden realized the U.S. government didn't have enough gold to redeem all the Federal Reserve notes, let alone pledge as collateral for more loans to the U.S. government. So Richard Nixon created the Environmental Protection Agency, which has got nothing to do with the environment and everything to do with grabbing huge amounts of land away from its owners, you, the American people, and locking it away, including its mineral resources, as collateral on U.S. government debt. And the government's not allowed to do that. First of all, under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 of the Constitution, the federal government is only allowed to own land under federal buildings and military facilities. And the 10th Amendment says the government can't expand that authority. The government is not playing by the rules any longer and hasn't been for quite some time. And now, of course, more and more Americans are realizing that the U.S. federal government isn't playing by the rules. They're not following that original contract with America. And in the eyes of many Americans, and I am one of them, this is no longer a legal, legitimate government of this land, because the legal and legitimate government of the United States of America complies with that Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They don't bypass it. They don't ignore it. They don't weasel word their way around it. They say, yes, the Constitution is the law of the land. Another story over at Arizona Central. Bundy struggles highlight the need for less federal land. And, of course, the corporate media is out there saying, oh, he's a racist. You don't want to listen to him. Apparently, at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, even Obama was out there saying, oh, Bundy's a racist. You don't want to listen to him. Another story over at the Salt Lake City Tribune. Tensions rising over public land use in Utah and the West. And apparently up in Utah, there's another area called Recapture Canyon, which is going to be another showdown with the Bureau of Land Management. I think people are just sick and tired of this government acting like they own everything, including us, and they don't. This government is supposed to be working for we, the American people, not for Wall Street, not for Israel, not for the military-industrial complex, not for the medical, pharmaceutical-industrial complex. The federal government are our employees. They are basically the janitors in whom we trust the care and upkeep of our national sovereignty. And like any other janitor, they're not allowed to go in and say, I own the building now and I need to sell part of it off. All of it's completely illegal and unconstitutional. Now, turning to Benghazi, as you know, there's a big brouhaha going on in Congress, including a special select committee to look into what happened at Benghazi. And it could be that all this attention on Benghazi is just election year grandstanding for November, or it may just be to give the media something to look at that is not the economy and Ukraine. But Judge Pirro is out there saying Benghazi is the biggest scandal since Watergate. I agree with him. But then so was the IRS targeting of dissidents, the NSA spying. They're all huge, gigantic scandals. Democrats are just absolutely in a fury over this Benghazi committee. California Democrat Representative Adam Schiff is calling for the Democrats to boycott the committee, because they'll be appointed to it in proportion to their representation in Congress, and if they don't show up, there's no quorum and nothing can be done. And he's calling it a colossal waste of time, which I think probably former Ambassador Stevens might disagree with that. We'll be right back. Woo!
Whew,
nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones here. Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was just listening to you talk about how the corporations and banksters and stuff all act as though they own us. And this made me wonder, like, where do you stand on the people who say that in 1933 the government of the United States was bankrupted and taken into receivership and, you know, is now run by the entity called, you know, a corporation called the United States, abbreviated U.S. You know, I hear this stuff from time to time, and, you know, that would comport with people acting as though they think they own you.
Well, I think, first of all, it's a scam, because if the government of the United States of America goes bankrupt, it should be shut down. And under no circumstances are the people of the United States responsible for that bankruptcy. Especially because most of that bankruptcy was coming out of financial mismanagement, and the money was being spent on things we, the people, didn't approve of. And there is a recognized international principle called odious debt,
right,
that says we, the taxpayers, are not responsible for money borrowed by the government that is not borrowed for the direct support and upkeep of the nation, meaning roads, schools, hospitals, infrastructure. Money borrowed for war, money borrowed to hire people to spy on us, we're not responsible for that. But you're right. I've heard the story, and there was this Trafficante got up in Congress and said, "Yeah, we're in receivership." And you know, if the government goes bankrupt and they want to go into receivership, that's just fine. But it doesn't obligate we, the American people, to go along with that. And obviously, they've very covertly implemented a policy of stripping wealth away from the American people to fix this problem they created when they authorized a private central bank to take over control of the nation's money supply. And, you know, basically they don't want you to realize that's what's going on. But in order to perpetuate that fraud, yeah, they sort of have to adopt that mental attitude of everything in the country belongs to the government to manage for the benefit of the government. And
right.
That's where we are in this mess right now.
Right. It goes on. These notions go on to expand with, you know, the courts having the fringed admiralty flag and the comprehensive annual financial reports and Federal Register and all that stuff.
Those comprehensive annual financial reports are a bit misleading because it shows the government has a tremendous amount of wealth, but they're non-convertible assets, meaning it's the physical buildings and plants and other stuff that really shouldn't be sold off, although we're seeing the U.S. government to start to go on this whole idea about, yeah, we can sell all of the nation's assets to private interests. And so all of these highways and other infrastructure that our taxes paid for are now being sold by the government and then rented back to us.
Right, or like even like the Panama Canal is supposed to be like a management lease type thing, you know, with the Chinese. Or here in Pennsylvania, there was talk of privatizing the management of the Pennsylvania Turnpike, which heretofore has been one of the best managed and maintained roadways in all of human history.
Well, the issue isn't management. The issue is who's going to get the money from it.
Right. Exactly. And so if they were to privatize the management out to, like, the Spanish firm Centro or whatever, you know, then they'd be raking in the tolls and stuff, yeah.
That's exactly right. And, again, you know, the government's attitude is, hey, the American people will pay for all of this because that's what they're there for. And what they're refusing to face up to is the fact that we have nothing left. You know, unless you're a member of the 1%, I mean, the middle class is vanishing. Unless you're a member of the 1%, you are living month to month, hand to mouth, and you don't have anything left over for Wall Street or the government to take from you. And we're in a situation where our wages and salaries are being driven down in the name of globalism and economic development. At the same time, these demands on our wallet are being driven up, like the sky-high premium prices in Obamacare. And there's a crossover point coming where we, the American people, are just not going to be able to support this structure any longer. And it's not a question of refusing to support it or refusing to go along. We just absolutely cannot, because the part that is missing from the U.S. government's current economic plan is how to get money back down to the lower levels of our society so we can go on feeding that economic pyramid that rests over us. And that's the part that's missing. Everybody's focused on how to take more money out of the society, and nobody's worrying about how to set up an economy that empowers people to bring money into that society to feed this rapacious system.
Yeah, it's brutal, yeah. And when you say to them, how can we make peace? They say, peace, no peace. What do you want us to do? Die.
yeah.
Like in Independence Day. Anyway,
yeah.
All right, thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Casey in South Korea. Aloha, Casey. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Annyeonghaseyo, Mike. I have a couple of questions with Israel and AIPAC. One of them, you know, we see different numbers as far as foreign aid goes, and is it right to say that they would definitely be in one of the top three? You know, you see Israel, Afghanistan, Egypt, and Pakistan, and I tend to see Israel as number one, but some people say, well, no, Afghanistan is number one. So is it right to say that they're probably in the top three for foreign aid?
Well, that would definitely be true, and you need to understand the reason right now aid into Afghanistan is so high is they're trying to clear up the mess from the invasion, and the fact that although the U.S. puppet regime is in charge of Afghanistan's capital city, that the outlying regions are still very much in open rebellion, and they're having to just pour money into that situation. As for Israel, there's a lot of assistance from the United States to Israel that is covert and is not part of that acknowledged $3 billion per year. Congress will loan money to Israel, and then, you know, late at night on a session a couple of years after that, they'll forgive the loan, just write it off. U.S. government will take military hardware that you, the taxpayers, paid full price on. They'll declare it surplus and then sell it to Israel for pennies on the dollar. And there's all kinds of skullduggery going on where Israel is being propped up financially by the United States. And on top of that, there's all the private financial donations that come from American citizens, and it's their right to send their money where they want to go. But they actually get a tax break in the United States for donating to Israel. And it's just the whole system is skewed to prop up Israel at the expense of Americans. And I love the way that Israel likes to talk about their being an independent nation. They're not. They're totally dependent. Without the trillions of dollars pouring into Israel from every other nation on planet Earth, they would have collapsed long ago.
And the second question, I was wondering, do you think it's likely or unlikely or probable that, for example, some of the aid that goes into Israel could cycle back to AIPAC to go back to some of the politicians in their campaign funding? Do you think
course it does. Of course it does. It's a kickback scheme. It's absolutely a kickback scheme. That's why AIPAC gets all the special favorable treatment. They're not required to register as a foreign policy lobby, even though everything that they do in Washington, D.C. is all about Israel. They're immune from oversight on many areas. Yeah, it's a giant kickback scheme.
And the last point, and it's, you know, especially with last week with Kerry and the apartheid comment, all the trolls were out in the comment boards, but they're fun to kind of play around with because you see what arguments they try to push. And when I said, oh, you know, this money that goes to AIPAC, someone's like, well, Israel's obligated to spend 70% on the military. And I'm like, just you give me your take on it, but I'll tell you my take logically. When I looked at it, I'm like, okay, I'm giving somebody money to buy things in my store. Isn't that like giving it away for free? And secondly, if it's going to the arms industry anyways, a lot of those manufacturing positions, like they're being outsourced anyways. So, because the argument was, oh, well, it's good for American jobs. That's
oh, you're absolutely right. I mean,
funny argument.
You know, Israel builds their own version of the F-16 in Israel. And it is. It's just one scam after the other. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Casey. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal
demanded
what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call. Dean in Florida. Aloha, Dean. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, if that woman, Cynthia Williams, McKinney, Cynthia McKinney?
Yes.
She refused to sign a paper always upholding Israel in Congress, and then they railroaded her out of there. And I was just wondering if there was anyone else that refused to sign that paper, and also if there are any presidential executive orders that have ever been rescinded. I'm going to take it offline, okay?
Okay, well, I'm going to answer the second part of it first. Yes, any president can rescind a previous presidential executive order. And again, most recent presidents are seriously misusing the executive order, because the purpose of the executive order is for the president to execute the will of the Congress. And it's not supposed to simply create laws out of thin air. Back in the Clinton administration, they used to joke, stroke of the pen, law of the land. Pretty cool, huh? As far as Cynthia McKinney, I've heard about all these blandishments in Congress where you're encouraged to always support Israel, usually from AIPAC. But I believe the issue that led to Cynthia McKinney's being targeted was her trying to bring more focus on what was going on in Palestine. And she also stood up and pointed out that the U.S. was engaged in a very dirty trick in Afghanistan. Because the U.S. was trying to pretend it was this great humanitarian, nation, and they were going in to help the poor Afghani people, and they were dropping food packets in the areas hardest hit by the war so people could still eat. And Cynthia McKinney is the one who stood up and pointed out that the food packets were colored and used the same typeface as the cluster bomb munitions. So Afghanis who couldn't read English would pick up a cluster bomblet thinking it was an emergency food ration and get their hand blown off. And it was for her exposing things like that that she was targeted. And they got somebody to run against her. He got huge amounts of money from outside the district, outside the state, and they got her out of Congress, and they're never going to let her back in. And that is unfortunately just the way it is. All right, getting on back to the news here. Apparently, the United States is now seeking the Internal Revenue Service on the Russian banks. And they're going to be targeting the Russian banks. So now the IRS is a weapon of war. Of course, we already knew that. I mean, Obama was using it against political dissidents here in the United States of America, and I guess they figured now that the secret is out, that the IRS is all about punishment and inflicting harm, that they're just going to go ahead and sick them on the Russians here. Now, at this point, I want to make a comment. I do not think Putin will militarily intervene in Ukraine because he knows that's what the U.S. wants. But I think if these sanctions go any further, Russia will launch an economic war that they're in a much better position to win than the United States of America. And I cannot tell you how incredibly reckless and insane this war policy is on the part of the United States of America. They're coming in from a losing position. The United States does not have the money, the manpower, the material, the manufacturing, and certainly not the moral authority to prevail in a conventional war against Russia and China, which means it will have to go nuclear. Right now, the United States is trying to start a war with the American people absolutely dead set against any more wars, now that they know how many of those wars are started with dirty tricks, lies, fraud, and deception. And Americans do not want to send their kids to be killed and crippled just to make the Wall Street bankers richer than they already are. And that's exactly what's on the line here. Now, getting back to Benghazi, Representative Peter King of New York decided to take Representative Adam Schiff to task, calling him arrogant for the call to boycott the Benghazi probe. But doesn't the sheer force of the rhetoric on the side of the Democrats advertise the fact they have something major they have to keep hidden? And they're already trying to distance Obama away from this. Former National Security Council spokesman Tommy Vader basically said that Obama wasn't even in the Situation Room during the Benghazi attack. Oh, no, he had nothing to do with it. No reason to be looking at Obama. When you're studying cover-ups, what you want to do when you see all the different propaganda and all the different cover-ups, you want to look at the one point where they all overlap. That most protected point is where the secret lies that they're trying to keep hidden. And they're trying to keep something hidden. And from the sheer force of effort directed at this cover-up, it seems inappropriate that what they're covering up is that the consulate in Benghazi was being used to transship weapons to the Syrian mercenaries. That's small potatoes. That's minor. In this day and age, most Americans are going to shrug and say, we already knew they were smuggling weapons to the mercenaries. Why the big deal to cover that up? I think there's something else going on. And I think that just like this situation in Odessa was a staged PR stunt that went horribly wrong, I think that's what happened in Benghazi. I think they were trying to fake the kidnapping of the ambassador so Obama could act presidential and get the ambassador back and just steal the thunder away from Mitt Romney in the 2012 election year. And I have seen nothing coming out of all of the facts in the White House communication that contradicts that theory. Now, Obama made another very bizarre comment the other day saying it would be a problem if pot legalization led to paranoid people thinking the government is listening in on their phone. So now he's trying to sort of conflate those of us concerned about the NSA scandal with the potheads. Oh, it's just the pot. They're smoking marijuana if they think the government is spying on them. It's rather pathetic and obvious, and I think most people are just going to laugh at it. Far more of concern is a comment made by the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, Roy Moore, who came out over this last weekend and said the First Amendment only applies to Christians. because Buddha didn't create us. Muhammad didn't create us. It was the God of the Holy Scriptures who created us, and therefore the First Amendment only protects Christians. Now, it's funny how this judge is talking about the First Amendment, but he has not read it. In particular, the part, Congress shall make no law respecting an institution of religion. In other words, the First Amendment can't be religiously specified. It has to apply to everybody. And it's another indicator of how our current political and judicial leadership has just absolutely gone off that constitutional reservation. And the Chief Justice's comments are a reminder of why the Founding Fathers wanted to put a wall between the civil government and religious fanatics. Now, down in Virginia, they're looking at passing a law that would control the size of gatherings in private homes. In other words, if this law gets passed and signed into law in Virginia, the government will say you're only allowed to have a maximum of 20 people in your home. That's clearly government overreach. And I think overtly they're going to say, well, it's health and safety. Like when you go into a conference room or something at a hotel, it says maximum occupancy, you know, 350 people on the wall, and we're just doing the same for private homes. I think they're concerned about more and more large groups of Americans gathering in private homes, putting their cell phone in a metal box where it can't be used to spy on you, and just saying, we've really reached the breaking point here. Another story coming out of 12160, apparently politicians and the media are now afraid to speak against the Comcast merger with Time Warner due to retaliation. In other words, if you speak against this merger, once it goes through, oh, your political ads won't run. You won't get any coverage from any of the channels that are under the control. And this is the reason why originally this country had very strict laws limiting how much media any one group could own, to preserve a diversity of opinion and points of view, and not allow a media empire to become so powerful that it could literally shape national events, like the Hearst newspapers. That was the warning flag of how powerful he was. And if he hadn't gone bankrupt, would have become even more powerful. All righty. Let's see. Very interesting report on Flight 370. Apparently, there was a Freedom of Information Act request filed with the NSA for any material they had relevant to Flight 370, and the reply came back saying that under a certain executive order, they were allowed to deny they even had such material because it related to national security. That's going to make you scratch your head. We got a caller waiting on the line. We're going to get to you as soon as we come back from these words from our sponsors.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. freedomsurvey.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, and even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones here. Kyle in Philadelphia. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Benghazi's on my mind. If this was anything, if this was a private person, if this was not the government, if this was not the president, do you have any idea how quickly they would be slapped but with contempt and thrown into jail and forced to produce documents? I mean, this is a farce. The perjury alone should have people in jail. And I think it's very much like Woodley, where it's not so much the crime, but the cover-up that's going to get them in trouble. And that is where they have truly lost sight of, you know, what is within the power of the government and what is without the power of the government.
Well, basically, their attitude seems to be whatever we can get away with is a good thing, and the corporate media will cover up for us when we get caught. But certainly the scramble following the disaster in Benghazi does not seem consistent with a carefully orchestrated public relations campaign. It just reeks of panic and shooting from the hip, trying to find some way to minimize the disaster it had turned into, including this attempt to de-link Obama from what happened in Benghazi by claiming it was all about this video. Now, remember, the video is supposed to be a trailer for a movie. The movie itself does not exist. And it turns out what happened is they took another very low-budget movie with Arabs and tents in it, and they did a fast overdub on it, and then edited it together to just absolutely make it offensive to Muslims. It was put up on YouTube, and it didn't show up on YouTube until like the day or 2 days after the events of Benghazi. And as the recently released emails from the White House prove they were out there trying to say, oh, it's all this video. It's gotten, it has nothing to do with a failed policy by the White House and the government. And you just, you can feel the panic that they were in. And this is why I think it was supposed to be this carefully orchestrated staged public relations stunt to help Obama's reelection. It went disastrously wrong. And they've just been trying to do damage control on it ever since.
Well, the ambassador was on an online video game telling people, I'm going to be kidnapped. I mean, that's openly admitted. You can see the transcript where he was out there saying, yeah, there's people out the door. I might die tonight. I'm going to be kidnapped. So, I mean, where is that in all this? We have, you know, all these... It's very clear what happened. You know, it's very clear that this was not some random uprising, but the people who started the attack were, in fact, you know, I would say U.S. agents. And you know, then the general uprising behind them got way out of control. You had the Navy SEALs. You had the Navy SEALs who didn't follow orders, who didn't back down, who said, no, you know, this is what we get paid to do. We're going to stand our ground. And from there, it just escalated.
Yeah, it did, and I don't know how much of a whitewash this coming special committee, special congressional committee to investigate Benghazi is going to be. It's probably going to be a huge whitewash, but that is a question they need to be asking. Why were the SEALs ordered to stand down? Why were the CIA agents at the annex told to stay down? How did the government know they needed to have a Predator drone overhead while the attack was going on? And there are all kinds of situations where it just, to me, it looked like it was set up to happen to make a political point, to make Obama look like a hero. You know, they were going to have the ambassador kidnapped and held hostage, and just the media would have totally dropped following Mitt Romney's campaign, and the media would have been totally on how will Obama deal with the crisis. Had it worked, it would have been an absolutely spectacular coup.
And if
but
you
it
look
didn't.
At the time, if you look at the time when it happened, really the only thing Obama had to stand on was his foreign policy, was the so-called successes that he had had overseas with things like the pirates in the African Sea. I mean, those were the things that he was trumpeting.
He wasn't getting a lot of mileage on that, and of course, he absolutely cratered this idea that he got bin Laden in Abbottabad. With all those phony photos and then dumping the body in the ocean. And people just said, now there's something wanky about that. And I think that's why he felt he needed to do something to recapture the public attention or the public concern, because none of those other issues he was bringing up were getting any traction. And at the time the Benghazi situation went down, he was actually trailing Mitt Romney in the polls. And a lot of the corporate media pundits were saying, Obama is a single-term president, Mitt Romney is going to win. And Obama was desperate.
Well, it's at the point now that if the White House were to tell me that it's Monday, I would question it. Because, I mean, everything that comes out of their voice box is a lie. I mean,
you're right.
Everything.
You're right. You're absolutely. They don't dare tell the truth. They don't dare tell the truth, because if the American people picked up on the difference between when they're lying and when they're telling the truth, the game is up. You know, there is nobody in the federal government that has any credibility whatsoever. If the government told me it was going to be a sunny day, I would have to take an umbrella.
Yeah, I mean, the way that they name their bills, I mean, everything is a total opposite. You know, the Affordable Health Care Act, anything but affordable. You know, the Patriot Act is anything but patriotic. It's just garbage.
Yeah, it is. It's all junk. And the American people and the people of the world are waking up and realizing the extent to which the federal government has survived and perpetuated itself through lies, fraud, and deception. And it's hardly anything new. You know, we're a sadder but wiser people looking back on the lies about Saddam's nuclear weapons, and prudence demands we re-examine everything we've ever been told by this government, by the corporate media, by the state-controlled schools. And the more people look objectively, the more they realize some of these lies are actually very, very transparent. But back then, in the 1950s and 1960s, we trusted the government. We were very naive. We didn't think the government would ever lie to us about anything important. Now we know that they've lied to us about everything that was important.
Well,
like the jobless numbers. I mean, that's a joke.
There's a law out there that says if you're in a court of law and you can prove that a defendant or whoever have lied about one thing, then you have the right as a juror to consider everything that they have said as about a lie. And
it's not even a lie. I mean, that's just general common sense. If somebody's presenting a story and you find out part of the evidence is false, you're going to assume everything is false. I mean, that's why in the run-up to the war with Iraq, when it came out that the documents about the Nigerian yellow cake were forged, that undermined the entire claim that Iraq was building nuclear weapons.
It's absolute insanity. But all right, Mike, I'll let you go, buddy.
Okay, now, thank you very much. Getting back to Flight 370, as you know, they have found absolutely nothing. Not a trace of the aircraft, none of the passengers, none of the flight crew. We have a confirmation that the plane, after it turned off the transponder, was flying to the west. Other than that, vanished without a trace. But that has not stopped them finding patsies. They're going to blame this on Al-Qaeda, and apparently 11 men, supposedly with links to Al-Qaeda, have been arrested on suspicion of involvement in the jet's disappearance. No doubt after a good and thorough waterboarding, they'll all confess to having the Starship Enterprise beam it up and warp off to SETI Alpha 6 with the aircraft. So the suspects, aged between 22 and 55, were arrested in Kuala Lumpur and the state of Kedah. And apparently this was at the instigation of the FBI and MI6. So it's the FBI and the MI6 saying, oh, Flight 370 was taken by Al-Qaeda. Go arrest these people. The more they tinker with this, the more obvious it becomes something has gone horribly wrong. This was going to be a false flag attack. I think it's too much time has passed. They've called it off here. Now, interestingly enough, over in Great Britain, The Independent has reported on a story regarding the editing of Wikipedia to insert insults against Muslims, and they did a little digging and found out that all this editing to add insults for Muslims to Wikipedia came from government-connected computers. Don't these guys have real work to do? Or maybe that is their real work. We know how afraid they are of the independent media and the internet. They can't get control of it. And the humanity is waking up to the reality of the relationship between government and people. We'll be back after our top of the hour blurb with David Cole.